The Danger Zone is on Max FM. Music news with producer Liz.
This entire pandemic is bringing best and worst in people, and I find that big companies right now are trying real hard to make it look like they're good people. And so, another one, Universal Music Group, has detailed some plans and how they're going to help artists during this outbreak. They're offering assistance to artists, songwriters, and independent labels with interest-free royalty advances. And if you fully understand what those words combined mean, you're doing better than me.
A loan?
Essentially. I did look it up. That's essentially right. Good job.
Helping me with a loan that I have to pay you back.
Well, I think it's the term advances implies it's money they would have gotten anyway. But yeah, I don't know if it's a payback or not. So that may be a double-edged sword. The label employees who are unable to work remotely, like mailroom staff, or they can't fill out a 40-hour work week, will see absolutely no change to their pay or benefits throughout to the end of June.
Oh, phew. That's not bad.
So that's good. So good job, Universal Music Group, in that regard. Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day. I feel like I'm talking about him a lot, and because he's just really bored at home doing lots of stuff. He actually released a cover of I Think We're Alone Now about last week or so, and it's pretty good. And then just recently, I think yesterday, he released a cover of You Can't Put Your Arm Around a Memory by Johnny Thunder's 1993 hit. Yeah, but I think that's his thing now. He's just putting out covers. He's really bored.
Jeez, we got to start putting out covers, Liz.
Yeah, I know. Get some extra cash flowing. All right, this last story is not rock music related, but I saw it and thought it was absolutely delightful, so it's music news.
Okay.
Bear with me. Dolly Parton. You may know her.
Yeah.
Like her music or not, you cannot deny she's an absolute legend. She is doing something to help people with the outbreak that is completely different than I think any other artist has done yet. Starting this Thursday, she will be reading your children bedtime stories.
Weird.
Through a live stream on her YouTube channel.
She's got a weird voice, too.
She does. I was thinking that. It's called Good Night with Dolly. And if you don't think that's delightful, you're wrong. She will be reading bedtime stories, some of her own creation. Did you know Dolly Parton wrote children's stories?
No.
I didn't either.
No,
but she has. And she will be reading some of them. 7 p.m. starting this Thursday, and it will run for 10 consecutive Thursdays. She will be reading children's stories.
Oddly enough, that is my bedtime.
Yeah, there you go. You should. If you don't think I'm absolutely going to watch the first one, you're crazy, because that sounds delightful.
Thanks, Liz.
No problem.
The Danger Zone is on Max FM.